I'm Alfie. My grandparents were farmers who lived in a tiny village. I would visit them as soon as school was out for summer break. They grew vegetables on their farm. We woke with the sun and worked all day in the vegetable garden. At the end of each day, I'd be so tired, but happy and at peace. But something unexpected happened that summer. My grandfather and I were hard at work in the veggie garden one day. He suddenly collapsed, holding his chest. I called 911 in a panic.
Alfie, you're such a great kid, my grandfather said. I wish I could have more time with you. Take care of your grandma for me. I'm sure you'll grow up to be a fine young man.
He died before the ambulance arrived. At the funeral, my grandma and I cried the whole time, holding each other. My dad didn't offer any comfort to grandma and didn't seem to care about grandpa's passing. He never visited, even though they were his parents. I'd be willing to bet he couldn't even remember the last time he'd seen them. During the funeral, I overheard my parents whispering to each other. Can't we just put her in a retirement home? Mom said. I don't want her living with us. Dad replied,
I don't want that either, but we have to take her in for a while. My father put all their savings into my mother's bank account. She must have at least 150K in there. At least, if we can get our hands on that money, we can open the gas station of our dreams.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. How could anyone be thinking about money at a time like this? Despite endlessly dreaming about money, they were always broke. I wanted to humiliate them, call them out with everyone watching in the church. But I stayed silent. Grandma would have to live in a retirement home if they didn't get the money, and that was the last thing I wanted. The following day, Dad asked Grandma for the money in her bank account. Grandma said no.
That is Alfie's college fund. Sell the house and the land. Start your business with the money from the sale. I don't care. Just don't touch Alfie's money, she said firmly.
When he heard that, Dad's mood took a turn.
Mom, who would buy a property in the middle of nowhere? Even if somebody wanted to, it's only worth a few $1,000s. Give us the money. We've been planning for this gas station for years. Alfie doesn't need to go to college. He hasn't got the brains for it anyway.
Dad put me down all the time. I could ignore that, but I couldn't believe he would force my grandmother to give up the money just to live with us. I didn't even know my grandparents had saved their money for me. Grandma, I said, it's okay to give Dad the money in the bank. If I have to choose between you and college, I choose you. I meant every word. My parents got the money and Grandma moved right into my room, even though I had lost one of the two people I loved the most. Thankfully, one of them had come to live with me. Grandpa's death broke my heart, but at least I had this. My parents immediately got to work setting up the gas station. I rarely saw them. I started a small garden in front of our house full of tomatoes, carrots, broccoli, and potatoes. Grandma deserved to eat fresh vegetables like she did back on the farm. My parents saw me working in the garden as they left for work one morning.
That kid is such a disappointment, Dad scoffed. We're out building the busiest gas station in town and he's still trying to grow potatoes. Why? Because he's a potato head.
They laughed so hard the neighborhood shook and sped off in their new car. At first, it seemed like business was booming. Between the luxury SUV, shopping bags with high-end labels, and a maid, Mom and Dad's luck looked like it was finally changing. Of course, they kept it all to themselves, even the maid. It seemed weird my parents could make so much money in such a short time running a gas station. But at the time, more time with the business meant they barely spent any time at home. For the most part, Grandma and I lived in peace. Unfortunately, something happened that changed everything. One night, the police raided our house. They took my parents away. It came as a shock until we found out why. In our part of the country, oil is a big industry. We have colossal rigs and refineries that extract and process crude oil straight from the ground. Apparently, my parents had found a shady investor while opening the station, an investor with a long criminal rap sheet. Their partner had found a method of tapping into the refinery's main pipeline, allowing them to siphon thousands of gallons of stolen fuel. So you see, they were selling stolen gas at the station. That's why they'd made so much money so fast. After a month or so, my parents were released on bail, but the police seized everything they'd earned from the business. They lost everything, including the money they got from my grandmother. My parents were back to their miserable lives. Not only were they fighting each other all the time, but they took it out on Grandma and me. One day, my dad came at Grandma in a threatening tone.
We have to sell the farm. My dad left everything to you. You're going to sell the land and give us the money, or you're going in a home.
Of course, son, she said lovingly. Anything to keep my family together. I couldn't take it anymore. No, Grandma, I said. Please don't fall for it again. My dad already took your money from the bank. If they'd been doing honest work in the first place, we wouldn't be in this mess. Why should we have to suffer for their actions? Dad suddenly turned his threats on me.
Do you even hear yourself, Potato Head? So that's how it's gonna be, huh? Pack your things. Get out of my house!
He screamed at me. I couldn't believe my own father was kicking me out. I turned to my mom with a pleading look. She seemed to agree with me. Shame on you, she said in disgust. You've been living rent-free in this house for years. So ungrateful. But Grandma's patience had its limits. Shame on you two, Grandma shouted. You have a wonderful son and you can't even appreciate him. Alfie, let's pack our things and go now. Grandma and I moved into the farmhouse. We woke up at dawn the next day. Grandma said, back to what we love doing the most. We potato heads are gonna keep growing the most delicious potatoes, tomatoes, and carrots this country has ever seen. I hugged her. I could feel another happy and peaceful summer coming on. Everything was going great, but since there was a summer drought, we needed more water for irrigation. For that reason, we had to dig a new irrigation well. Grandma called in a favor from a guy by the name of Jay. He seemed nice. He would come the next day to drill the well and let us pay him back after the harvest. Jay and his crew arrived early in the morning and picked the best spot for the well. Then they started drilling. After about 5 hours, I started getting concerned. How much longer is this going to take? I asked.
We have to dig deeper to reach the water, Jay replied. This is going to be an artesian well. That means we won't need a pump. The water will naturally flow up to the surface. We should hit the aquifer any second now.
Before he could say another word, two crew members started yelling. When we turned around, we saw the water that was shooting out of the hole was pitch black. What I thought were shouts of panic were actually screams of excitement. We had struck oil. You heard that right. I said oil. We found oil on our land while looking for water. The thing I remember most from that day was Jay hollering with joy.
It's a blowout! You're rich! Filthy rich!
To secure the oil rights, you have to let the government know. So we started the paperwork. Inspectors surveyed the land and found a large oil deposit underground. So we signed a contract. The government would handle drilling arrangements and make regular payments to my grandmother in exchange. According to the inspectors, the well could last 90 years of production. Grandma would make millions of dollars off the oil well. We felt like we'd hit the jackpot. Grandma bought a beautiful home by the water. We were going to spend the summer there together, and as two potato heads, we would continue growing potatoes and other vegetables in our backyard. Our veggie garden turned oil field, made it on the news. It was exciting at first, but then my parents came calling.
How are you, son? We saw you and your grandma on the TV. We want to come celebrate. Where are you now? He asked.
I didn't say anything. Honey, we're so proud of you, Mom lied. You look so good on TV. We missed you. We'll be there in no time. Their call came as no surprise. I'd even prepared something special beforehand. Thanks for calling. Let me go get Grandma. I'll call you in a bit, I said. My parents were excited. My dad said,
That would be amazing. We missed your grandma too. We'll be waiting for your call, son, and hung up.
I put on my potato head costume. 10 minutes later, Grandma and I video called my parents. Their confused looks were priceless. They knew something was up. Are you having a costume party? My mom said, clearly annoyed. You look ridiculous. Nope, I replied. There's no party. This is how I normally dress. Remember? I'm a potato head.
Dad said, Alfie, we were kidding. You're our son. We want to come congratulate you.
Grandma had had enough. Enough! You didn't listen to me when you kicked him out of the house. How dare you try to patronize him now? She growled. That's when Dad's true colors came out.
Mom, I'm your son. I'm entitled to the money from the land and that oil well. And I'll get my money, even if you won't give it to me.
Grandma said, Oh, so now you remember you're my son. You sure didn't act like it then, and you're not acting like it now. That land is in my name. I submitted my will to the lawyer yesterday. I'm going to leave everything I own to the one person in this family who deserves it most, and that is my grandson. Don't ever bother us again.
Mom, Mommy, please let me explain.
Dad's pleading was interrupted as I ended the call.
What a fabulous costume, Potato Head, Grandma said. What do you say we head over to our favorite restaurant for some fries? But you're coming in costume. Deal?
She hugged me as hard as she could, and we had the best dinner I had ever eaten. Those potato fries had never tasted so good.